So much chaos around here.
Yes, very much.
Steampunk Nathan here. We are out of the end. We're at things. Some new things.
We have moved indoors.
Yeah. So we're not freezing. Our Tesla's off.
Yes.
I will say Halloween was very cold. Unexpectedly warm. No, it's actually usually cold. Because I'm usually out there with coffee, like, would you like some candy?
Yeah.
Say trick or treat. Like, my first Halloween, like, snowed. I went as Bane. And I'm like, my outfit was not
chosen correctly.
No. There was not enough
Bane.
Not enough padding for warmth. Play it.
Pay.
Oh. I have that. Like, that's what I got right now. We're disgusting baking. Yeah, we had to do a part two Halloween after Halloween. Halloween was weird.
It was very, very, very,
like,
uneventful.
Only had one trick or treater. Man, did they like lock all their creepy people up on Halloween? Well, she said pays.
I think she meant like, when in doubt, like, help someone.
Oh, okay.
Like, you get what I mean? Like, like, if you know how, like, I say, oh, man, I need a cigarette or something. You're like, gotcha. You know what I mean? Like, and if I got a cigarette, I hook you up. You get what I mean?
Like, that. Okay. That makes sense.
That, in that terminology, I guess. You know what I mean?
So you must buy all
texting
this stuff.
Must be texting still eludes me on the content behind texting. I always fear people are angry at me in a text, then,
or like people that put like very weird punctuation. You're like,
no, mine
are
does
they yelling
that
at me, or are they asking me?
Mine does that, and then I look like an idiot.
Or like Marcy put like a punctuation, and you're like, is she yelling? Yeah, Taylor, I actually saw that a new person followed.
Yeah. We won't say who, but we will say that we have a new listener.
It was weird because we have people like in Australia listening. We have people in United Kingdom.
Two. It started out with one.
Yeah. I actually remember my first one was Stu and Donna.
Yeah, but I feel
Canada.
I feel like we're more like Bob and Tom of Redneck, Indiana. You know, like
it'd be a Steampunk and Ed.
Yeah,
the Steampunk and Ed show. Have like thrill music.
We're like the Beavis and Butthead of Crawford County.
I always thought that should have been a thing. Like, why are we going to do that?
Yes, but that's a trade infringement deal.
Like, I said, hey, hello, you want some donuts?
I'm Corn Homeo.
I heard there's donuts. Donuts. Let's go buy our donuts. Drive my people.
Need batteries for a remote.
We did have some TP stuff down here.
TP for my bunghole.
It's so weird going to your child's bus stop and then seeing one tree just covered in toilet paper. Like, oh man, they used expensive shit. And they did. It was like all over the tree. And someone asked me to take it down. I'm like, you know what? It's better if you let it rain because it's going to come down anyways.
And it's good. natural biodegradable for the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get a lot of good chemicals.
Yeah.
Or just step in something and be like, yeah, what was that? That squished on my shoe.
Or you have something to use it to wipe off your shoe.
Like, oh.
It's like a bag of... We're good.
It's like, oh, I don't need a towel. I already have this thing on my shoe to help me.
Yeah.
Gotta coat the mud.
I hope that's mud.
It's... There's a lot of mines around here.
Yeah, you gotta watch out for the chocolate grenades. But yes... We are so podcasting. And the great thing is we're pretty fairly warm. It's nice, isn't it? It's not like too chatteringly cold.
It's not like I gotta go run behind a building and be...
Yeah. Hey.
And you hear...
I had to. It was a need.
I done it one time, but like I'm like doing my thing and I hear callies in the background. I'm like, they're gonna eat me.
Yeah. Funniest one was my dad.
They're gonna make love to my bones.
Undisclosed location, we'll say. Undisclosed.
Undisclosed.
He decided to have an emergency wee wee and peed on an electric fence while holding the car door.
I'm guessing it was dark.
Yes.
Okay, because I'm like,
well, it was a very dark, desolate road.
If he saw that it was a fence, why would he do that?
No, it was vision was impaired, we'll say.
Imagine the shock, though.
I
used it two ways.
Yeah, I was laughing too hard to help. I was, like, almost falling out of the car laughing.
Like, you go pee and, like, the air just starts sparking. I was like, where's it coming from? Am I being abducted?
No, it was more like he was going, Oh, wow.
I would do the wave. Where's it coming? I don't know.
I was just like,
it's like, why are you laughing, you jerk? I'm sorry.
I thought it was
coming from your wiener.
I thought it was retribution, you know. That's what I thought it was, retribution.
Like, this is revenge for my trauma.
Yeah. I thought it was like a biblical, retribution thing happening. I was like, wow, this really happened? I just didn't quite know where to go with it. So I just rolled on the ground laughing.
I think I traumatized my parents more than they traumatized me. Like, they came home one day and I was up in a tree. I'm like, where's little Nate? And I was like, hi. Like, I hear him, where is he at? And they look right up. Like, that is a really big tree. We are not climbing that.
Or the most memorable one is skateboarding.
Yeah.
That was not a good day.
It's like, I got this. And he's gone.
Yeah. And the 25 minutes of jacking the car up to expedite him from under said car was a total lane changer for me. I'm like,
and like, you think since I was that small.
Yeah, I thought you would have cleared. But
I would be able to get out.
No.
But I was a chubby little kid.
No, it was kind of a... And there he is.
It's like, you saw the hand, but like...
Barely, from the angle I was.
I'm still here. You just see fingers from under a car.
Yeah. But without disclosing the actual place, because...
That place is probably mega weird now.
It's not as safe. To be honest.
Yeah, and they made me move there when I was like 10.
Yeah.
Like, that seems safe. It's just a circle.
Yeah.
But, I'm like, this doesn't sound like a safe circle to me.
I don't know anything about that. I mean, I had nothing. But it became a secret skate spot.
Yeah, like famous skateboarders came to this little place.
Yes. We can't disclose names for obvious reasons, but most.
And like, people will actually build skate racks just for that.
Yes. There was a very sizable one in my backyard for a limited time, we would say, due to the insurance reasons. they threatened to cancel my home insurance on my house.
They're like, well, you can't be building racks in your backyard.
Well,
like,
it why? Was.
Other little kids do it.
It was like 14, 18 foot tall.
Okay, that's a difference.
Yeah, there it was.
Than a plaque of wood.
It was sizable. Thus, I did not have to buy the wood, nor did I build said ramp.
It was already there.
It just, a truck showed up with some wood and these builders.
They're like, we got you.
Built it.
We'll do this for you.
Yeah, I just sat there and
kind of watched.
And then was like, yeah. Only problem was when you came down and hit the other side of said ramp, you could parachute yourself almost onto the neighbor's house.
I should have had a parachute back then.
Yeah, it was.
I would have been arrested immediately, though. Like, there was like, a parachute in the sky.
Yeah, it was. Houses, it was.
And he's not a drone.
I don't know how many times I had to go fetch my bike from the neighbor's yard due to.
I think everyone did.
Yeah, like.
Like, bikes would be here, there.
Yeah.
On the road.
Mine was on the roof so many times. Like, my dad had to re-roof the house.
I found mine in the woods, you know, that gravel road.
Yeah.
Turn,
yeah.
All those woods.
Yeah, that we can't describe where exactly this is.
Those woods were really suspicious. Yeah. I'm like, I feel like Blair Witch Project was here.
It didn't help that we used to, like, cut trails in there for Halloween and mark them,
yeah,
like, disturbingly.
Yeah, because we'd put up, like, little yellow flags.
Yeah.
On, like, certain spots of the woods.
Yeah. Remember the one Halloween where we took that big aviator net and put it in the woods and, like, had all the kids go get the candy, and then the net went up in a tree, predator style, and they was all up in the tree. And
I was like, dude, this would make a perfect Halloween save.
Yeah. Stuff that we did back then was probably considered child abuse or jail time, but
me being the child.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, I was a crazy kid. Oh my God.
Well, how would you put that? Extremely more age upon me than steampunk Nate.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the things that we did to the local kids would probably be considered extremely jailable now. Like 1 year the kids egged
they
said
egged
place. Yeah.
Though.
They didn't get us. Because me and an undisclosed person was on the roof with night vision and paintball guns. Yeah, they didn't make it very far.
I mean, they couldn't go originally just toilet paper people's houses.
No, which I would have been okay with that because I could have cleaned that up.
Like, okay, well,
but
it's toilet paper.
Egging.
That shit you gotta, like, wash.
Yeah.
Because, like, it sticks.
Yeah, we were notorious for, like, they wanted us. We knew people were coming. Yeah.
I know when I was
no secret.
When I was like 12, I egged the bus.
Yeah, but you can't say where, so that can't come back on you. So that's why we leave a lot of undisclosed.
Well, I was very young.
Yes, but we leave a lot of undisclosed
but like
tidbits out.
It was a bus that was already, like, destroyed.
Yeah, it was a disgruntled bus.
It wasn't like
bus.
A new bus that someone drove.
Yeah, it was a disgruntled bus.
I mean, I figured they might be pretty mad. They're like, don't touch your windows. They have been egged.
Yeah. So they were coming for my dad's car and found out there was a big monstrous deny.
Like, you cannot own this vehicle, sir.
They shall not pass. The next morning, there was Halloween masks and bags of candy and monstrous piles of paintball paint everywhere.
I remember someone tried to steal my candy, one of those bullies. So I had, like, the little baggies.
Yeah.
I just started throwing them at him. Like,
I had
you
nothing.
Want candy, huh?
Yeah, come get some, right? I had nothing to do with that. We were just defending said.
He's like, Mom, I got beat up with candy.
But my dad was deeply okay with it. Like, he was just like, okay, get the water hose out and wash the lawn down before the neighbors notice and pick up all the candy and masks and shit.
And enjoy yourself.
Yeah. He was okay with it. And I'm thinking, we have to be breaking some kind of...
old 90s law.
Yeah. We have to be breaking some kind of law.
And, like, I think what kept the crazy people away was those two boys always dressed up as Jason and Michael Myers, because they were so, like...
tall.
Humongously tall.
Yeah.
That it looked so real.
Yeah. They were disturbing. You know, they stole my skateboard.
What
and
the
then
hell?
They lied to me and said they didn't take it. And all the other kids...
like, that was the other personality.
Yeah. It's like, all the other kids are like, yeah, they got your skateboard. And I'm like, give me back my skateboard. And they're like, no. And I'm like...
it was him.
Yeah. They're doing it. Oh, it's my brother. No, I don't care who has it. I want it back. No. And they took...
and you see that in movies all the time. He did it.
Yeah.
They both look alike.
Yeah. It was one of those deals that...
it's like, you two look so much alike. Who's who?
They took a very vintage skateboard from me that was given to me by unnamed people.
Yeah.
Which upset me.
I mean, yeah, I had someone take my bike in Illinois. And I was just like five. I'm like, is he coming back?
Nope.
It started getting dark. I'm like,
starting
not
really
coming back. And my aunt's like, well, when did he take it? 11 o'clock. She's like, you know, it's like almost 9:30. Yeah, he didn't come back.
Yeah, I had that happen in Chicago.
I think that's where I was. Because, like, we moved around Illinois, like, so much.
Yeah.
I did like Effingham, though. Effingham was really... it was really open.
Back then. Not now. Now it's like...
but, like, I lived in Peoria, which back then was, like, a place you didn't want to go.
Yeah.
Because, like, that's where, like...
well, I mean, you've heard...
all the crime was.
You've heard where I come from. Like...
and they let me out of house alone. Like, that was a mistake.
Oh, yeah. My parents did that, too. Go play.
Basically.
Yeah, just go play. Just go. Go play. Just go and run and play. Be a kid. And I'm like,
okay, but what about the drug dealers and all the... oh, the suspicious.
Yeah.
We did find a link to a haunted bridge. That was trippy.
Yeah, we can't say the last name.
No.
No, because that would give away.
But we will let you know there's a haunted bridge somewhere.
Yeah. It's in Greensburg, I think it's called. But yeah. we shan't give the last name.
What's the story behind that bridge there?
From what I gather, it's a bridge that a little girl's parents used to let her go swim in the summer back in 1900s.
Right.
Somewhere in there. That's kind of vague for me.
Because that was normal back then.
Yeah. And her... and her... I think it's her little brother. Supposedly drowned there. And if you go up onto the bridge and you honk three times, like her father used to signal her to come get in the car.
That's smart.
I'm going with what the thing said. Okay. Then said entity will pester your car trying to get in your car or touch your car.
Oh, I'd be like, I'm out. Like, you can have my car. Just take it.
I don't know why.
Well,
you would want to.
He probably like drove her.
Well, it was their house was close, so they would drive to said across said bridge, right, and go to town, and then pick them up on the way back because it was like isolated enough back then that they thought nothing would happen, but find out that they came back and their kids were deceased.
Yeah.
And now you cross said bridge you honk three times and the thing tries to get in your car with you.
So like a phantom hitchhiker.
Or the lady in white kind of thing.
Like, you know, like, well, like the phantom hitchhiker, you pick up the hitchhiker.
Yeah, that kind of idea, but
she tells you where you live.
It's a little,
you get there,
it's a little kid. It's a little kid.
That would be even more terrifying though.
But here's my thing. I'm interested in seeing if it works. Right? Just to see if it's truthful, right?
Right.
But what if you can't get rid of said problem? Like, what if...
Well, like, I know with phantoms, it's based on time. So, like, once that day ends, it just repeats.
Yeah, I understand that. Like, it's like a...
Like, as soon as they get to the house,
it's
gone.
Like a...
And then the next
a
day...
A timing thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The next
what
day,
I'm saying
the person
is,
would be
say...
Back.
The thing liked what you had going, like you had, like, you know.
That's when you need to do, like, cleansing.
Yeah, like,
have your
burn the car. Just burn the car.
I don't think I would burn my car. I mean, I might, like, save the shit out of it.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, it'd be my luck. Like, we've both been to the haunted hospital of Kentucky that we can't say the name for fear that a reprisal, but
yeah, it is a really good hospital though.
Well, yeah,
to skip shit out of you, but
yeah, it's no hoax. It's next level for it was next level for me anyway.
Yeah, like back then you can spend a night there. I made that mistake.
Yeah.
I'm like, man,
that was
wow.
A really bad idea.
and like now they just have like paid actors that like make it spooky, like a haunted house tour thing.
Yeah.
I went when there was no paid actors. It was just...
Yeah. I kind of circumvented the whole tour thing.
And they would tell you history about it, which I'm like, okay, this seems like fun. I don't have people trying to scare me. I just have the weird shit that's falling from ceilings.
Yeah. I actually bumped into one of the actors on the tour. It was like a, I don't know, we'll say a very small person, might have been a small adult, you know.
It's like, oh god, you gotta guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, he was wearing a gas mask, military gas mask, like the chemical mask, and he bumps into me and goes boo, and I grabbed his mask, not him, the mask, and cinched the cinches, which sucks it to your face. Right?
Yeah.
And it just totally, I could have picked this dude up like a bowling pin and probably hooked him under my shoulder and carried him around for a while.
And then be like, hey, you want a job?
Yeah. And then there was one actress that was there, and she'd known me maybe 2 hours from this other place. Right? And she's like, hey, I know you. What's up? And
man,
I'm like,
that'd be weird.
I'll set the thing. Like, you go into this room, right? And there's all these like people trying to scare you, right?
Yeah.
You don't expect them to go, hey, I know Steampunk Nate, right?
That'd be oh shit.
Yeah. Well, this chick did that. She goes, hey, I know you. I've seen you earlier. Hey. Well, we'll say. My ex-wife sees this girl.
Oh, God, I see where this is going.
Okay. She worded it wrongly. She said, I'd seen you earlier.
Oh, and then her mind went, did you now?
Yeah, okay.
Where?
Yeah, see, okay.
Was it my closet?
Yeah, see? This is like the foundation for this, right? Well, what it was is I had went to get a tattoo at my friend's tattoo shop that is no longer a tattoo.
And like ex-wife would never even guess that?
No, she'd known I'd went to the tattoo shop, but she did not know.
She didn't get the connection.
Said, we'll see. Women frequented the shop.
Yeah.
You know, we'll say a...
So, she had like... uncomfortable issues
of
her own.
Yes, we'll just put it that way. As in, like, she's like, oh, you know her. And of course, she's like this, like, demonic nurse outfit.
Oh.
You know.
So she's like, oh, her outfit's good looking. What else is good looking?
Oh, it didn't leave much to the imagination, we'll say, right? So, I'm just like, hey, literally the dude behind me that was not anybody that I knew went, whoa. Like, he knew, like, this was like the lead balloon in the room deal. It's like
he could feel the energy.
He's yeah.
Like, man, this conversation is going to get weird.
Yeah. Yeah. Which didn't help, but well, said celebrities were there, and I knew of said celebrities, and they're all like, how's it going? Right? So then she's like, how do you know these guys? And I'm like, I know them. Like, I talk to these people, like, you know, like, I know these people. I can't say who, but people, I knew people, right? They were there.
I was an actor for Haunted Cormaze.
I was a...
I think you heard of the one in Milltown, the zombie Cormaze?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was...
I was one of the actors.
Me and another, because
I was really young,
person, I can't disclose his name.
Yeah.
Was a paid actor for a haunted house that was in a building that was an old movie theater that burned to the ground shortly after Halloween, which was very disturbing.
That would be super ironic, though.
Yeah.
I think, like, the crazier one was a church got hit by lightning and burnt down, and then the old town I used to live in.
Yeah, I know that one. Yes, I can't disclose that location.
Like, but... I'd been moved away there for, like, at least 3 months, and then, like, it hit the paper saying church burnt down. I'm like,
yeah.
I passed that thing every day. I could have been hit by lightning.
And the scary thing is they rebuilt it on the same spot. And I'm like, I don't know if that would have been the smartest.
I wouldn't trust that because, well, man. They're like, well, lightning doesn't hit twice in the same spot.
Yeah, okay.
I'm like, well, that's not my theory. I mean, I've seen a tree that gets struck by lightning at least 3 times and that thing can't even grow anymore.
What about the one behind the gravel road?
Which one?
The big white one.
Oh, the house?
No.
No.
On the gravel road where we hung out when you were young. Remember the big the big tree? How many times did it get hit?
Yeah. It's been cut down. It grew back when it got cut down, which is really weird because, you know.
Well, they say that that's the, what do you call it?
The witches.
Yeah, that's like the founder tree up there.
For the Salem witches.
Yeah, like of the...
Back in the 1800s.
Yeah, that's the founder tree up there. Like, what do you call it? Like the very one that never, ever was messed with. Like when they never logged that one.
There was one in my old town, but like, you actually had to know the woods. Because the tree itself was just creepy. Because it had, like, the markings from, like, ropes and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, it was super terrifying. Like, I don't want to be in there.
Well, years ago, I climbed the tree and fell out of the tree. And the strange effect that happened was it seemed like slow-mo. Like
you're falling slow, like, with gravity.
Yeah, like... And then I hit the ground, but I just hit it soft enough that it kind of like just barely knocked the wind out of me. Like I just went and I was like, and I was way up in the top of that tree. And that's a sizable tree. Cause I was probably 15, 20 foot up, and to walk away from a 15, 20 foot fall.
I'd have the wind knocked out of me. I learned my lesson, so I never tried again. What it was, I tried to jump from a swing onto the monkey bars, and I missed and hit my head. I'm like, well, I'm never doing anything like that again, because that hurt.
Yeah.
I'm like, I got this.
Nope.
Out.
No.
I'm too tall.
By this much. By this much, right?
I'm like, well, they should have made these things, like, taller. Like, nope, I'm never doing that ever again.
Missed it by that much. But no, then there's the, let's see, what's left? The train tunnel of Milltown.
That's spooky.
Yeah. That's only by, permission can you get back
that
there?
One they say that at night you can still hear the trains.
You can
coming.
My friend used to own that property and he cleared that all back to where you could see it.
Yeah, because it's all off track now.
Yeah, it's like literally there's nothing that runs through that tunnel because you can't see the other side of the tunnel because of the collapse of the tunnel.
That reminds me of that movie Ghost Train.
Yeah,
where all ghosts,
yeah,
like this normal guy gets on the train. Mm-hmm. He's on it for an hour. He doesn't notice that he's on a train with a bunch of ghostly-looking dead folks.
Yeah, that's...
I'm like, I think that's the first thing I would have noticed. I'm like, yeah. Oh, I'm on the wrong train.
Yeah.
Can you drop me off here?
But that's why he moved his house up on the hill from it. Because where the house is, or his... where he was is like really close to it.
Oh, God.
It's like super unnerving, and this is the kind of guy that doesn't believe in that kind of stuff,
right?
So he's all like, you gotta check this out, man. So I'm like, okay. So yeah, wasn't fun. And I was like 15. And I was like, can't do, no. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
When you see a light about the size of a beach ball just floating.
So like, well, no.
I'm like, no. He's like, look. And he'd take his flashlight and shine in there. And you could tell there was nothing set up, you know, like a trick.
Yeah.
Like, there was no like, pre-set up hustle to it.
And, like, I think what opened me up was my real dad and us. At one point, we lived in a house that was right next to a cemetery. Basically, in the cemetery. It's like trying to sleep and you hear people walking. And you hear people talking. You know, not, you see no one. And you're, like, 5 years old. You're like, man, I don't want to live in a cemetery anymore.
I got one creepier than that.
Like, that would be a very unnerving feeling.
We'll just say that somebody that was close to me,
yeah,
came to me and said, you ought to go check the tree. So I went to said place. I won't say where. I won't say who, right? And they said the little girl comes out of the tree and plays with the little kids and then goes back in the tree.
I've heard that story so many times.
I know where it is. It was in my old backyard. Not the one you're thinking of. Another place. I can't say.
Yeah.
Okay? For fear of reprisal from the other family that lives there now. But I can't say where it is. But yet, the boy must have been super attuned at a very young age. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
The veil was thin for him, we'll say. And he said, yeah, she lives in the tree. So he said, you gotta go see this. So I go check this tree out. There's no way, no sign of any...
that you could see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. There's no way. Right. And I mean, it's a sizable tree with a sizable hole in it. Like, we'll just say,
was it like a hiding spot?
okay, like, your daughter, I won't name her name.
Yeah.
Could hide in said hole and have plenty of room.
That is a really big hole.
Yeah, it's a really big tree, bro. A really big tree. And this little person told me this, and he said it happens all the time. No matter morning, afternoon, evening.
Like it was a normal thing.
Yeah. And to the point that he thought it was a real little kid. And he's like, oh, it's cold. You got to go bring her in and warm her up. You know, like he.
Well, because they mostly think it's just a normal thing.
Yeah. Like he honestly, vehemently believed that it was a, like, wayward girl hiding in this tree.
Jesus.
Yeah.
It's like, damn, I don't think paranormal activity, I should have known.
But what is even more disturbing, somebody I know did a sleep study and left a micro recorder recording her sleep pattern.
Yeah.
In the bedroom. Next day, she plays this back to me. The hair on the back of your neck could stand up.
Oh, God, one of those.
Yeah, the hair on your arms would stand up. You can hear two people saying something back and forth to them.
Yeah.
Okay. You can hear a little girl say, Mommy, wake up.
Oh, shit.
Now, I know that this was not faked. Trust me, I know it wasn't fake because I was there. Like, there is no way that the tape came out of the package, went into the recorder.
Yeah, so it was like right then and there.
Yeah, and the batteries were all new and everything, and this thing was never any to anywhere scary. Okay, so they did not have anything attached to said place.
I would have like tripped.
I like next level, like ghost alarm went off every time you heard this, heard it, because I know, and I will swear on a stack of Bibles that it was not set up. Like there is no playing of like special effects in the background to make this sound cool.
Yeah, it's like I don't want to sleep.
Yeah, say the very least. I did some research and found out that the area where the house was, there was somebody that wasn't a nice person that passed away.
Yeah.
Usually on the property before the house was put there. And nobody had persuaded said
entity to leave.
Entities?
Yeah.
So apparently it was a husband, wife, child, possibly more, and they had stayed on the property.
I'd have been like, we are saving this bitch now.
Oh, I was like, it got to the point where we had to call in certain factions of people who were more skilled at figuring things out, and they said that she had not only that, but due to the boy's experience and we'll say my more interesting abilities,
yeah,
we had not only drug them up, like awakened this right there, because it wasn't there till everybody moved there, right?
That makes sense,
right? Like it was there, but it wasn't like the neighbors had no problems, right? Like it was just there. Then a story comes out that her mom and dad's house, which is like 110-year-old farmhouse.
Oh, so it's got the age.
Yeah. Had a creepy experience on several occasions, and everybody knew about it except me.
I'm like, I don't want to live here.
Like, we went over to people that's undisclosed name, yeah, to undisclosed place, and I, not knowing of said problems on this place,
yeah,
was guarding the house, like house sitting, while they were doing something. I stayed with the animals to tend to their animals, right?
Yeah.
No biggie, right? People do that all the time, right? Well, it was not happy with me
being there. Yeah.
So, like, the cabinets would open. You go in, like, there's all kind of cabinets open, or doors open and close, which you can visibly see opening and closing. You could hear somebody upstairs. You go upstairs, which, you know how, like, the old houses, it takes you a minute to go upstairs. The most disturbing one was there was a rocking chair that she had used when she was tending to her kids when they were little. She would rock them in this chair. Nobody there but Ed.
That sounds familiar.
I don't want to say who.
Oh my gosh. That sounds so familiar.
All right. I don't want to say who. Okay. I go up in the room, which is her old room that the kids had taken over when they go stay there, right?
Yeah.
This rocking chair was going to and fro.
Oh God.
And I went, okay, all right, I'm going outside for a minute. I need a moment, you know.
That's like, gonna be me when I'm gonna like fuck with my rocking chair and people walk by.
I would have been okay with it, but then I find out when they come home several hours later that I'm sitting in my truck going,
it's like, man, where you been? I've been waiting for you guys to come home. Yeah. I'm not going in there alone.
No. She, the person I knew well,
yeah,
explained to me that she at the time was not a believer in
the paranormal. Yeah.
And this thing made itself known so much to her that she became a believer.
And that's usually how it happens. It hits you really hard.
Yeah. And it was somebody that had been there a really long time.
Well, yeah, that would do it.
Like, the way she described it was very, I dare not describe it for fear that it comes back through the interweb to her. Hence the reason I don't use my last name in these podcasts.
I just use Steamboat Nothing because, like, that was like my stage name.
Yeah, but you understand where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
So they have these trained people come from, I don't know where they come from. We got a hold of them and they came and they did their thing and brought a psychic and a whole nine yards.
Investigators, yeah.
Yeah, okay. They seem to think that they were at a few that were there. Some even in the barn that just had a bad, bad mojo barn.
Oh.
You get what I mean?
So bad, bad energy.
And what didn't have was down over the hill was a running creek. You know, running water.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there was a lot of limestone.
Limestone.
Yeah. And you know what limestone's known for?
Yeah, that's like what they use actually in rituals.
Yeah, but
because people confuse, I think Hollywood's really messed up pagans because they confuse pagan rituals for like
Satan worship.
Yeah, no, those aren't the same thing.
No.
Those are used very differently.
But they believed something happened long ago.
Yeah.
By said river too, like maybe Indian War, Battle between
the, limestone. Yeah,
yeah, like yeah, something possible. Between the settlers and Indians. Which something,
has a lot of history.
Yeah, this place was around long enough that it could have been.
Yeah,
yeah. And they said it's really bad. No, I'm like, oh. And limestone is a collector.
Yes. Of well, history too, because it's so old.
Yeah. Well, they say there's a theory that it does holds.
It holds the energy.
Yeah, and it can come back around and show itself from time to time, like a time loop.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they feared that this whole thing was, it would rotate back around, like you wouldn't see it for a long time, then poofo, you'd be seeing said things happening.
Oh my gosh.
Right? You understand where I'm going?
Yeah.
And I'm like, guess I won't be painting the barn. Guess I won't be going and cleaning out all the old stuff out of the barn.
And you can't just remove the stone that's been there so long.
Dude, you would have to dig a quarry hole the size of the Grand Canyon to get this. It was sitting on a sizable hill.
Yeah, like, I usually just bury the stones.
You couldn't.
I know.
It's the river or the creek bank. How are you gonna?
Hence why I use obsidian, because it protects you from magnetic energies.
Yeah.
Like, it is a really strong stone.
Yeah. But the mojo was not.
Well, it never is.
And even the psychic person that seemed, like, focused.
Yeah.
When she got there, was a little bit off bubble, just wandering around the place, like a lot of
trying to collect what she was feeling.
Yeah, it was a lot of, is there any ley lines around, kind of thing. And I'm like,
that beats me.
All I know is I seen something, felt something, bad mumble. Like, the whole, like, as soon as you pull up on the property.
And it's like a Pacific feeling, too. Like,
yeah,
you know that feeling when you get it.
Yeah, it's not a.
It's not like that gravity energy feeling. It's like.
This was
my
heavy.
Hairs are getting kind of goosebumps.
Yeah, this was heavy duty. Like.
Like, I don't want to be here.
No. And no matter how much they tried to make it happy. Feeling, you know, like, ooh, let's do dinner, you know, and it's like, oh.
Well, yeah, because that's like when I try to explain eventual spirits, like, there's no making eventual spirit peaceful, like, that's just, if they're there, if they're eventual, they're always going to be that way.
Yeah.
There's no changing their feelings.
Yeah, but I will disclose to you, once we're done with the podcast, where this happen, but not over podcast.
I think the crazier one was at these apartments. And like, I know it wasn't just me who saw it. Like, kids would come to me and be like, yeah. Speaking of creepy stuff, like, I was crinkle. And it freaks me out. But like, they always mention the burnt boy climbing in a tree. Right outside the window.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And like, being someone who's attuned, you can see that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not so spooky now, since like, I'm an adult. And I'm like, well, that's not, it's not, it's never gonna go away.
Yeah.
But I've been this way since I was 4, it doesn't go away.
Yeah.
But it's weird when the kids come up to me and they tell me stories and they describe it. They're like, yeah, we call him the burnt boy.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, these kids are even seeing the same thing I've seen. And I've been seeing it a couple of years here.
Well, without saying too much, this place was never supposed to be built upon.
Well, no, Indian.
Yeah, none of this. None.
And that's a history that have been known for years.
Yeah.
Like when we have powwows up at the spring.
Yeah.
Of course, that happens like once a year.
Mm-hmm.
Like I got to talk with like the Indians, and like they knew the history of the apartments and the ground
mm-hmm.
of this town. I'm like, okay, so you already know.
Yeah.
And like, well, yeah. Why do you think we choose to have it here?
Yeah.
I'm like, well, that legitimately makes sense.
Have you ever traveled to the spring that's thus over the hill?
No, I've been thinking about it so many times.
Maybe we should make a pilgrimage.
Yeah, because people come back with, like, neat stones from the spring.
Speaking of a stone that I don't know if you've seen.
I am a very good... I craft stones for, like, the protection. What the heck? What is that?
I don't know. We'll say...
It's not sandstone.
The youngins that we can't describe this. Yeah. Those.
They come back for neat. I've never seen one like this. It's like it has a bubble in it.
I think it's what you would say is a strange oddity.
It'd be very strange.
Well, I mean, I don't know how to, if I was to describe
it. Because a stone grew into the stone.
Yes, but the shape of it, would you consider the shape of it? Very egg-like, maybe?
Yeah. It could be a fossil.
Egg in a nest?
Yeah. That would be so weird, though.
Yes, but...
I thought my stones were weird.
Yeah. They showed me that, and I went, wow.
Our town is very notorious for weird things.
Yeah.
but the Burt Boy, that was one that truly whacked my brain up.
What about the dream I had about a person that was dressed as an Indian came to me in my dream? And then I go to another state, and another person shows me this picture.
Yeah.
And it's of her late husband.
That's a legit shaman dream.
Yeah. But what do you think of the mojo there?
I mean, it doesn't seem like bad.
No, I didn't mean it as in a bad way. I meant as in a...
They wanted to prepare you.
Rattling of your...
I took it as they're preparing you to show you something, because they knew eventually you were going to go to a place where you might see the familiar of the person. And, you did.
Yeah. It was very, mentally rattling. I'll put it that way. It really rattled me when she went, and here's the picture. And I went...
I know that dude.
Yeah. On a white horse.
I've had people tell me they've had dreams about me before they meet me. I'm like, well, now you meet me. Your mistake. I am way too much.
What about having a dream about a white buffalo?
Well, buffalo is a certain power animal.
But is it normal to
do? Yeah.
Certain.
That's like me and the ravens.
Yeah. But
I didn't know that the raven.
Yeah,
was
I mean, it didn't.
My power.
It doesn't. It didn't like. Hello, how are you? It didn't do any of that, because I would have been like.
Well, yeah. From what I've been told, like power animals, they sometimes don't talk. Physically, they can talk. I mean, well, they can talk physically. That's trippy. Like in your dreams.
Yeah.
Or they talk like mentally or psychically.
I can't say per se that I had a moment where it mentally telepathically talk to me. But
I mentally would have been like hinting that you need to follow it.
And secondly, I don't know.
And secondly, would be like you hear it in your head in your sleep.
It was more like I was in the woods. We won't say where. Yeah. We'll say woods. And I come across this white buffalo just hanging out. And the rest of it is kind of lost to the whoosh of sleep, we'll say. You know, like, I don't know the meaning of it. I mean, it's not like...
Well, have you ever looked up buffalo power animal meaning?
No. Several times I've run into the true thing. Like,
I mean, that's scary.
The physical...
Like, this thing's in the question.
Yeah, but it's strange that like twice or three times in my life I've been different places throughout the country and always seemed to run into places that had white buffalo.
Yeah, well, they say if you run into it in your life physically or spiritually, that is your power animal because it follows you at different places of your life.
Yeah, but I mean, one was a dream.
Yep.
A couple other times were actual physical, true albino buffalo.
That would have been trippy.
Yeah, see, there's the conundrum of it. Why did one follow the next? Like, have a dream about a white buffalo.
And bam.
Then boom. And then, like, years went by and then... Boom, I'm somewhere else in a different state and run into...
Maybe you needed it.
I don't know.
I mean, that's but what they I mean, tell me. They always tell me when I see it. It's because I need it.
I mean, it wasn't that, you know, like the thing like, hey, I've been waiting for you. If nothing was like that. It was just
try
like...
this meat.
Yeah. One was it down at the Falls of the Ohio.
That would have been wow.
That's
a wow moment.
Remember when they found the fossils and the footprints and all the stuff at the Ohio?
Yeah.
I was there the day that they, like, right after they found it. That's why we took a field trip there. There was, like, a lot of Native American people representing the significance of the area as a Native American site.
That makes
right?
sense.
Yeah. Nothing. I, you know, hey, I'm with, you know.
Yeah.
Unbeknownst to me, they had brought a albino buffalo as to pay homage to the ancestors and the community of Native American people. The thing sees me, locks eyes with me, and is just sitting there for like 20 minutes while these guys are doing their drums and
they're doing their
and I'm not throwing rocks, I'm just saying what's going on. I'm setting the picture here, you know. The thing just looks at me, man, and like looks like through it, and I'm just like, God, those are big eyes, you know, like. And my buddy's like, man, the thing's like super interested in you. The whole time this is going on, you know.
Yeah, drums.
Yeah, like they get people singing and chanting and doing their thing.
Drawing the energy.
Yeah, the thing's looking at me, man. Mm, me, nobody else. Mm. And like I would move, like walk, you know, because I'm like not trying to like keep other people from seeing the thing, you know, because there's people moving around.
Yeah.
You know? The thing would follow. Me, just me. Throughout the enclosure they had it in, and my friend's like, Joe, man, that is trippy. And I'm like, I know. Man. And you gotta remember, like, this is like grade school, so this is like something that is like kind of traumatic in the sense that this thing could trample me if it wanted or like attacked me.
You were like young.
Yeah. So this thing is like, and it wasn't no like little like moo. No, this.